John Walker comes in here. He's on a cruise. He is with his girlfriend, Layla,
mm-hmm.
Beyonce. Gets blessings from the daddy, which they don't lay out as the daddy. Well, he is the daddy, but they don't lay out the big plot. That this subculture is trying to take a plane and crash it into the newly elected president. Get this, President Martinez. newly black elected president. Imagine the similarity here. And Sophia is the one who is the alien, or the one who is the extra, not of this terrestrial reality.
Yeah, Ion, I've only seen the first episode, but yeah, it's ambiguous in the first episode whether she is the diplomatic liaison with them or one of them. That's not clear. And
well,
she's one of them.
She's one of them now.
This woman, she was in a bunker in chains in Alaska.
So that meant she probably was an alien. That's why I tipped it to that interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a nice person.
And who's
very
wife?
Very nice. She could be a staff at Iondom. We wouldn't mind having her work here.
Certainly. Well, certainly they're all. I mean, we put up with Ron, so Sophie.
Ron, a local janitor. He was just my janitor.
You do mean, and actually she is Laura Hens. Laura Hens is Sophia. Bob will be pissed because we give it away.
I'm so sick of TV, I don't even care if I'm told the whole thing. Well, I'll watch it, but I just watch too much rich TV. I recommend The Wire. It's probably the greatest show equal to 24, but if you don't like 24,
so anyway,
The Wire. Even J.W. said, looking at The Wire, he said, oh, a bunch of sad people.
Keep going. I want to hear what you have to say about this.
It's a huge conspiracy theory, probably the greatest in U.S. history.
Oh, he's getting that from us.
Well, duh, that's what...
Duh!
That's what the point is. And then they lay it all out as the antagonist trying to find a protagonist view that they have this unrealized creation from the fears of the oligarchs of the U.S. economy that are trying to keep everything under control, that all of our power is based on secrets.
Right.
Not so much, you see. Then you got the Sean's kind of gray father-in-law who actually flies the plane because they abducted Layla, his daughter, to fly the plane. And here's what happens. They're on their way to Buenos Aires, and they take off, and they turn the plane, and now this actor, Sean, is actually Jason Ritter. That's John Ritter's Three's Company guy's son.
Right.
Who has got pretty good reviews as far as what human creators think about all this. So they fly the plane, and they're going to crash it in Miami in the presidential compound. Now, that's kind of fun to think about, that there'd be a presidential compound in Miami. I guess it wouldn't be... Well, I guess that would be a good reason to call it Camp David or Beth Shalom anyway.
Yeah.
But even so, they're going to crash the plane. It's imminent. They can't run. And they're standing there looking at it like they couldn't jump in their very protected cars and take off. But they're standing there.
Yeah.
And they're going to crash the plane. I mean, it blows the tables over. Now, every one of them waiters and the serving staff, they're just screwed. They can't run. But everybody else is running for the hills. But all the wait staff, they're just laid out in the table clutter. And then Sophia turns around and says, Mr. President, I haven't told you everything.
That's how episode one starts.
I haven't told you everything. And then it rolls on to now the president. They're telling the president, don't be asking these questions because we're going to answer them, and then you're going to know, and you're going to be held accountable. So we're trying to keep you into a place that this is not a good idea. It's better you just don't know, so we won't have to have any erasing of the Watergate tapes, because if you don't know, then you won't have to be held to a higher standard for which your job and authority requires. But you've got to know, well, I want to see these people. So here goes President Martinez up to Alaska. to this little hole where they have this bunker complex where this crash took place. And you go find out more about the crash. Interesting, they talk about for the very first time they start laying out DNA. Hey, Tina, honey, this is for you now. They lay out the differential between DNA of these, quote, aliens and human DNA. And they know so much about DNA that there's one percentage difference in their DNA, the aliens, and humans' DNA. And the President Martinez says, so they're human. And they go, no. 1% change in DNA is not human because there's only 2% difference in DNA in a chimpanzee and a human. So apparently there's something to this DNA business, apparently. Apparently, there's something more to be gleaned from this DNA stuff. So if you have an ascended DNA, be careful because, what do you call
the
it?
Monkey brain. The monkey brain.
The monkey brain may decide that you're not even human. If you are more human than the average human, they may segregate you out as a non-human.
And then we get to meet the UN ambassador for aliens.
Yay! Tegan Crumpets, and it'll be great. We can joke with Nelson Mandela.
And great. Then we go stealth.
Well, c'est la guerre.
Yeah,
but
c'est la guerre.
Anyway,
that's the war.
But anyway, that layout now comes into a full-blown show now because you get to find out what the cover-up is and find out just like sort of like in V when they were statistically trying to take the lizard people were trying to take over the planet or have an ulterior motive. Well, these are a bit different because they're not laying it out as an ulterior motive. They're just doing it as a focal point of survival. Now, when they had the original crash that would have been in the 60s, in the 50s, late 50s, 60s, some of them were well enough to run away. So they have now moved into society at very high levels with their ascending DNA. Of course, that should not be a problem. And they haven't laid it out that it's actually a future an aspiration of things to come.
Well, Ion, you talked about the plane was descending on them and everybody was just standing there like deer in the headlights.
This group and Sophia's group drained a lot of their, quote, power energy and mutated with P-Brain technology, you'll find that out pretty soon, that takes the whole 767 full of passengers and drops them down in Tempe, Arizona.
Is that where they ended up?
Yuma, Arizona, isn't it?
It wasn't Yuma, it was close.
Yeah, and that's where James had his experience with Walter Bowert, 8-9 years ago, which is on the Information Farm, Bowert, Bob, Ion, James conversation. So it is Martinez. They are listening to us and thinking they're making you the figurehead dummy, James, the new president.
Interesting.
yeah, that's right. That's right. There you go.
All right. So now it's going to roll on to the point that the president has now went to Sophia and said, okay, tell us all about this. We ain't mad. You ain't hurt nobody. Everything's cool. We've held you prisoner when we shouldn't have, but no president's known up until now, and I'm just new and I'm full of piss and vinegar, and I want to find out everything. So we want to help you out, and she ain't telling nothing. She's kind of like looking, saying, you know, we've been waiting for 60 years. What makes you think that now we're going to chit-chat and spill our guts? But we are growing very impatient. We are growing very impatient.
And she's not aging, it seems.
Yeah, none of these people age.
No, they do age. No, they do age, but they just age at a super, super, super slow pace.
Like being careless. It's the old detail effect.
They like those who play with us very quickly get that there is no time. Well, it's very difficult to age when there's no time.
It's so much about me again. It's incredible. It just goes on and on. It's called Xenochrony, Media Synchronicity with Dobbstown. And you see, James, President Martinez can't get better than that.
Thanks a lot.
I mean, before ION, we did the Union of the States address.
Yeah.
Hello? You guys still there? Oh, my God. I think we've lost you. Bill, did we lose him? We are still waiting for Ion, Bob Neverett, and Dr. Carolyn Dean. This happens from time to time. Okay, are we back, Bob?
Yes, yeah.
And that's how the season finally ends.
Okay, that was great. Okay, where were we, Bob? Okay, we took a little diversion.
Okay.
We were talking about
Martinez. James, James, I asked you what you thought of what Ion was saying, and that's where you didn't answer. Then we realized you weren't there. It's very curious how we can't tell that you're gone almost. But anyways, did you watch episode 2, James?
Yes, I've watched both of them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Ion was saying, watch the people around Sophia. Do you want to just say, is that in episode 2, Carolyn?
No.
Okay, so repeat that statement. It's kind of like a prediction of what's going to happen. Just say that part, Ion.
Okay. And we were working through the whole the series, and then was going to fix and start with season 2. But season 1, then, watch the people around Sophia, down to even the guard that the President Martinez is talking to, that he had a fake blood test 30 years ago to get into Secret Service, that they fixing to hand Sophia over to him when he did the fake blood in his bicep, that they did a blood draw to prove that he wasn't an alien. Mm-hmm. And yet he was all along, and they fixing to turn her over to him and watch that inner circle intertwining around Sophia.
Mm-hmm. James, we could become a new kind of censorship board in this way. Find out which TV shows we don't like and have Ion reveal the ending and we kill that thing. Which is really
we don't even have to do that. It's like
the
Lone Star.
Stop talking over Ion. You're talking over James. What, James?
No, I would say that would be a great idea because then we could affect the rating systems and start getting some better programming that's more suitable.
You find the ones that you scan TV more than me, the ones you don't like.
No, I don't have TV anymore. This is the only series I've ever watched. I got rid of my box. I just look at the stuff that's on Hulu now because it's relevant to what's going on here, but I can definitely check that out.
Yeah, or we get listeners to say what series they don't like and would they like, would we kindly kill it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Lone Star. You don't have to worry.
Right. What's Lone Star?
It had 2 episodes and they've already pulled it.
Okay, so Benjamin
right.
So Oregon.
What's going to happen and where is this story going? Can Ion speak about episode 5?
Oh, it goes completely into the mass conspiracy. Biggest U.S. conspiracy ever.
Okay, so that means they're screwing with time, basically.
Imagine that.
Sounds like us.
But it all links back to the increase by default of DNA, chromosome 14, how
right.
they can attribute the cross to chromosome 14. And we think it's wonderful, and we love and appreciate all of them because all they're doing is hearing our words, making them into the series, putting them into the Android meme so that the chip body can pick it up, so that everybody, just like Gene Roddenberry, can watch it. So this ascension thing isn't a foreign issue. Mm-hmm. Not like the wilderness back in the days of Dave Worcester.
Yeah, it sounds like a big conspiracy, you know, screwing with time.
Yes. Well, it's interesting the way they shoot it because they go backwards each episode.
Yeah.
They shoot forward in their pictures. They're actors. They have to, like, it's a whole thing. It's pretty interesting how they've done it. They made Blair Underwood a Martinez, and he's married to looks like an she looks like a Latin woman, actually. First lady.
Right. Marsh McLuhan, 1970, said the instant replay technology will be the most profound tickler of human beings.
It worked for Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl.
Right. The instant replay will be the most profound tickler metaphysically on humans, and that's 40 years ago. Now we've moved into extensions of the non-physical. So the instant replay was the last extension of the Android meme, and so now it turns into art form, and we play with it consciously and rip off the mystery landscape of Ion for content. But the theme is still focused. Let me finish the pattern, and so they can play with the instant replay as a knowable pattern, but it's the new effect beyond the instant replay that we're manifesting. Okay,
absolutely.
Ion, what'd you say?
As we asked if you were making specific references to the mammary gland.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, good.
No.
Sounded a bit cheeky there, so.
Okay,
Ion, so
Benjamin.
What is the answer to when the outside, when the plane lands, everybody exits the plane, and then when the feds show up and the suits show up, everybody.
Nobody said it was up. Hold on. Who said it was the feds?
Well, the authority figures, like the, remember
and then
when...
Where does it say authority? Where does it say authority figures? They scream, oh, look, help's on the way. And the pilot said, that ain't help. Sean, run.
Right,
that's
right.
Who said they were
fed? Okay.
Nobody said they were fed.
When those people show up, they're all laying, like, flat down, spaced out, like they're going to be put in body bags. What caused that?
The dead do not make reliable witnesses.
Good. Got it. Okay.
Is also that a ripoff from Flash Forward?
Yes.